Unit 10. The Way We Live.
Good morning and welcome back to NPR News. My name is Josh Cathy, and I'm happy to have four young people here today who will tell us about the way they live. So please, guys, tell us about your homes.
Hi, I'm Jenny Gray. I live in central London in a terraced house. My home has three stories and is painted dark blue, which is my favourite colour. I like where I live a lot. The centre of London is the perfect location for someone like me, who loves city life. Our roof is pretty flat, so when it rains, it's often really loud in the upper story. The rooms in my house are quite small and cosy, but one downside is that the walls are very thin. Every time the neighbours are home, we can hear almost everything they say if we are quiet. The reason is that the walls unfortunately aren't soundproof, so noises and voices basically just go straight through. My family spends most of their time in the living room, which has a fireplace. This is my absolute favourite room. We often sit together in the evenings, talk about what's happened that day, watch TV, play different board games, and sometimes eat, though not very often, because my mother doesn't like eating in front of the TV. Even though it has a lot of stories, our house is actually quite small. It is about 85 square metres, and out in front we only have space for a tiny lawn. Still, it's nice to be able to go outside and see some of the flowers growing there when it's warm. I'm so happy I live where I do, and I think I want to stay in the city forever.
My name is Sean Franklin. I live in Tokyo, in my parents' penthouse downtown. It's a four-bedroom apartment on the top floor of our building and has a lot of space. Because it's so high up, we have a great view. There's even a private rooftop terrace. There are only 30 apartments in our 10-story building, so it feels pretty luxurious. To give you a better idea of what it's like inside, we have a lot of big glass windows, built-in air conditioning, so it's cool in the summer, and radiant floor heating for when it's cold. In total, the apartment has about 200 square meters, and it feels even larger than that because it has an open living space, which is really nice when you can see the view through the big windows in the living room, even when you're in the kitchen. I have my own room, which has 30 square meters, and my own bathroom. My parents park their car in the underground garage next to the apartment building. Everyone in our building also has access to a park that has a playground for kids, a small pond, and a lot of nice green areas with benches and stuff where you can sit. Life in Tokyo is pretty cool, but there are a ton of people, and it's loud and crowded most of the time.
Hi, my name is Amaya Gregorian. I'm from Sri Lanka and I live in a city on the west side of the island called Kalutara. My house is pretty small. It only has about 65 square meters. I live there with my entire family, my parents, my grandparents, and my four siblings, two brothers and two sisters. The house has one floor and the foundation is made of stone and bricks. To keep out rain, the roof is made out of thatched palm leaves, which is basically a thick layer of leaves woven together. Outside, we have a little garden where we raise cows and chickens. I share my room with my two sisters, which can get a bit crowded. If we've had an argument, it's especially annoying sometimes, but most of the time we get along really well. My two brothers sleep in another room right next to ours. At least I don't have to share my room with them. We don't have any air conditioning or indoor heating in our house. The climate in Sri Lanka is too hot most of the time, so we don't really need heat, but air conditioning would be nice to have. Most of the year we cook, eat and spend most of our time outside since the weather is so warm. I like being outside and helping my mother cook meals. Even when it's really hot in the summer, the temperature goes down a little bit at night and then it gets a bit more comfortable. I really like living with my family. I've grown up in this house and it's really familiar and comforting to live here, even though there isn't much space.
Hey, I'm Liam Johnston from Boston. I live with my family in a detached house in the city. Our house is painted white and has a gabled roof, and it's pretty much a perfect example of a smart home since my dad is such a tech nerd. We have motion sensors for our lights, automated temperature control, fancy smoke detectors, a state-of-the-art security system that my dad researched for like a year before we had it installed, and a garden sprinkler system that basically reaches every individual flower in our huge garden. In total, the house has 180 square meters, and the main room feels even bigger because the dining room and kitchen have an open floor plan. With so much space, it's really fun to invite guests over, which we do in the summer when we want to have a barbecue with friends or relatives outside on our terrace next to the garden. The house also has double glazed windows, three separate bedrooms, a big master bedroom with a dressing room, and a double garage at the end of our long driveway. Boston is a great city, and I especially like the old town, but there are a lot of tourists here in the summer, and the city gets pretty crowded.
Thank you very much for these insights into your living spaces.